Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I do want to encourage you to support our listener support campaign, support.greatdetectives.net. Thank you to everyone who has given it to the campaign. All donations of $7 or more receive access to our premium site. All donations of $20 or more will receive a digital copy of All I Needed to Know I Learned from Columbo, plus a bonus gift at the $20 level. We have actually one of my favorite Colonial Radio Theater dramas, their adaptation of King Solomon's Mine. They really did this extremely well, took the time to adapt the book, bring the whole thing to life. It's a great story, and we'll send it to you at the $20 level. We have others at other levels. At the $50 level, we have your choice of Poirot, ABC Radio 4 dramas, any of those that are available at audible.com. And also, we have a couple articles going up at greatdetectives.net as part of our continuing coverage of Golden Age entertainment. We'll have a review of the history of Harry Nile, set 4 on Saturday. And then coming up on Sunday, my review of Farewell, My Lovely, Raymond Chandler. And you can subscribe to these pieces if you've got the Kindle, and it'll just be delivered directly to your Kindle. And you can try that out for 2 weeks on the Amazon store. All right. Well, now it's time for today's episode of The Lineup, The Boots, Krakow Killing.
A transcription behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is The Lineup.
Smoky.
All you have to do is try, Jeffy.
Sure, give him the dog eye, all right.
Hi, Quinn.
Hi.
You know, right up there. Just sit over there.
Yeah. I'm tight with this operator, you understand? He's from the sticks. I've only seen him once.
Just remember him if you see him again, Jeffy.
Yeah, sure, Lieutenant.
May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Cogger, Sergeant Pete Cogger. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call off the number. If you're sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him held. Now, the questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. All right, bring on the line. Okay, move up to the end of the stage, right over here. That's it, boys, keep it moving. Now turn all of you and face the screen. That's right, look straight ahead. Keep your hands at your sides. When I ask you questions, talk up. It's a long way in the back of the room. People out there want to hear you, so sing out. All right, number one, Jack Winters, open charge. Step right up there, Jack. Right up to the line. That's it. Where do you live, Jack?
Troy Street.
Where on Troy Street,
sir? Flop, I don't remember.
How long you lived there?
2 days.
Where'd you live before that?
Phoenix. That's in Arizona.
I know where it is. How long did you live in Phoenix, Jack?
All my life.
And how come you're wanted in Philadelphia?
Hey, wanted no place.
That's not what this says. Wanted James J. Winternitz, alias Tom Winters, alias Jack Winters, alias Win Jackson. For questioning suspicion of robbery, armed assault, attempted homicide. Sounds like they want you real bad in Philly, Jack.
I ain't wanted no place.
All right, slide down.
You guys gonna send me back to Philly?
What do you think?
I ain't going.
You put him down, Jack.
You ain't sending me back to no Bob Creek. Guys, your prices gonna get bumped.
Shut up, Jack.
I ain't shutting up for no lousy copper. Not for you, I ain't.
Just shut up.
Wait a minute, guys. Stash your ride on a bunch of lousy springs.
Take him away.
You ain't taking nobody lousy copper. You ain't taking away.
All right, number two, Haven McIver, drunken to peace. Step right up there, Haven. That's right. Where do you live?
Where I have been. I wasn't disturbing any peace, Sergeant. Not me.
Answer the question, Haven. Where do you live?
Well, Sergeant, I did live at 8215 Humphrey Court.
What do you mean you did live there?
Well, I don't know if I have a place to live. Not after last night.
How long did you live there?
Well, almost 15 years, Sergeant. I would have had the place paid for it, too, if they hadn't socked me with an assessment for a new sewers. And that kind of put me in a hole.
What kind of work do you do, Ivan?
Well, I guess you call me a bookkeeper, Sergeant. Hate to tell you what my wife calls me, though.
You weren't as funny as that last night.
Well, I wasn't.
Your neighbors didn't think so.
Oh, well, gosh, I don't know why they got so sore at me, sir.
Maybe it was those bagpipes you were playing.
Well, why should anyone get sore? Not with the music.
You were playing them in the middle of the street, Haven, at 2 in the morning.
I was?
That's right.
Well, imagine that. 2 in the morning. And it was only 8 o'clock when I started to play in the Bridges Bar. No, time surely does fly on those bars, my daughter, Sergeant.
All right, Haven. Move on down. Number 3, Turk Reimer, possession of deadly weapons. Step right up there, Turk. Where do you live?
I've got no place.
Talk up, Turk. Where'd you sleep last?
Well, no, something joint. Drinking.
What were you doing on Maple Street at 11:30 last night, Turk?
Going to a movie.
At 11:30?
I took power then to get better seat.
Arresting officers found a number of deadly weapons in your possession, Turk.
What kind of weapon?
1 12-inch length of lead pipe, pair of brass knuckles, 1 leather-covered blackjack, 2 guns, a 32 Colt, a 38 Smith & Wesson.
So what?
You need all that to go to a movie?
Sure, I did. I was going to see Hans Christian Andersen.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, them fairy tales always scare me.
Any questions or identifications out there in the audience room?
How about it, Captain?
You got a bunch of ducks and tea heads up there tonight, Lieutenant. The guy you're after is a real.
No questions, Sergeant.
Chaffee to make them?
Nothing.
He should know who bumped off Boots Crackoff.
He thinks they brought a man in from out of town. Only saw him once, doesn't know his name.
Not much help.
No.
Did Chaffee say anything else?
The word around town is that the Eastern boys are trying to move in.
Boots Crackoff was one of their boys.
And could have moved in early. Tried to take over for himself.
I didn't guess. You think they're going to set up headquarters in Hanford again?
Stands to reason. Unincorporated territory outside the city limits. You've got no jurisdiction.
Yeah. Trouble is, they don't open their handbooks and their policy wheels in Hanford.
We ran them out of town once. We can do it again. Lieutenant Guthrie.
Waldo, Ben.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
Any luck on the Boots Crackoff killing?
Not so far.
You think it's a syndicate job?
Has all the earmarks.
Who do you think might have ordered it?
Two possibilities. Al Franchetti in Chicago and Dude Wagner in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, flight 305 from the east lands at the airport at 10:15, Ben. I think you better meet it.
Why is that?
Got a teletype from Chicago. There's a passenger aboard with the name of Alfred Frank. They think it might be Franchetti.
They'll do that, Ben.
Franchetti will have some of his boys on?
Mm-hmm. Lou Davis, maybe.
Franchetti and Davis. Big little boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Franchetti.
You got the wrong man, mister. My name's Frank. Alfred Frank.
Let's walk over this way and talk about it.
Look, pal, maybe you didn't hear him. He said you got the wrong man.
He heard him, Davis.
And don't get tough, pal. People get into trouble after you.
Shut up, Davis.
Now look, pal.
I said shut up.
It's okay, look. Maybe these gentlemen have got some authority for talking to us this way.
Well, this is good enough.
You got a name to go along with the badge?
Lieutenant Guthrie.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Guthrie.
Lieutenant Guthrie.
Yeah, Lieutenant. Mind telling me what this is all about?
Now, let's talk about it inside.
No, it's okay. It's kind of cold out here. Always figured only important people raided the police escort.
Lieutenant, you won't be leading any parade, Franchetti.
Get a bump, do you think you're handing out, Clapper?
Save it for inside, David.
You got nothing on there.
Save it. In the office by the newsstand, then.
Okay.
Well, you're right, Lieutenant. It is more comfortable in here.
You're going to find it more comfortable out of town, Franchetti.
Oh, that's possible. Be a little time before I find out, though. I just got here.
You're leaving again. On the first plane up.
That's some kind of a joke?
There are your tickets.
You can't make me leave town. You got nothing on me.
Vagrancy covers a lot of town, Tony.
Vagrancy? You're pretty wide of the mark, aren't you? Here. Take a look at that.
Oh, well. How much, Franchetti?
8, 10,000?
Closer to 12.
Uh-huh.
You well heal too, Davis?
I do okay.
Take a look, Pete.
Sure.
Easy,
but... Yeah, sure.
There's a log, man.
He's carrying this around, too.
Got a permit to carry that gun, Davis?
There you go. Well, let's see it.
In the wallet.
You're being pretty high-handed about all this, aren't you, Lieutenant?
Yeah.
You know, I got some influential friends in this state. Maybe they won't like the way you handle visitors here.
Too bad. And this the only permit you got, Davis?
How many do I need for one gun?
More than this. Issued in Chicago. It's no good here.
Look, you're not worried about Lou's gun, Lieutenant. How about getting to the point, huh?
I've already made it. That plane for Chicago leaves in 5 minutes. There's your wallet.
Why don't you mail it to me, Lieutenant? Say the room 511 at the Stratford Hotel here in town. Yeah, sure. Mail me the wallet and the $10,000 that's in it.
I thought it was closer to 12.
Well, I'll be happy if I get 10 back.
Pick it up.
Anything you say.
You too, Davis.
Yeah.
I leave the gun.
That rod sent me back $75.
Leave it.
Look, Lieutenant, be reasonable. Why should we fly back to Chicago just like that? You can't make that phony vagrancy rap stick.
It'll give us time enough to dig up something else.
Well, like what?
Suspicion of homicide.
You got holes in your head, copper.
No, but Boots Krakow has.
What's the connection between Krakow and me?
Your question. Like to answer it?
You can't pin no bum beef like that on us.
You spend a lot of time in the tank while we're trying. Well, Franchetti?
We take the plane.
Talk with Franchetti last week didn't take, man.
You back in town?
Same thing. Only we can't touch him. He's in Hanford.
Who tipped you?
Well, the boys used to handle a policy wheel for him. Said Lou Davis told him to start operating again.
I guess it figured.
So where do we go from here?
Find out who killed Boots Krakow.
Been trying for 2 weeks, Ben. Haven't got a lead.
Well, it's the only way I would get to Franchetti.
It's a pretty long shot.
Michelson at the Attorney General's office is going to help.
If Franchetti hasn't got him on the payroll.
Oh, not Michelson. He's put a couple of men in Hanford. Maybe they can dig up something there.
Maybe.
John Guthrie.
Say, Lieutenant, this is Hank Jaffe, remember?
Now, what's on your mind, Jaffe?
Well, the guy from the sticks you wanted. The operator who maybe dumped Boots Krakow. I think I got him spotted for you.
Where is he?
Like I told you, I only seen him once, but this monkey sure looked like him.
Where is he, Jaffe?
I want to get racked up for this, Lieutenant. I'm walking a slow road right now.
You won't get him in any trouble, Jaffe. Just tell me where he is.
Well, he's at the Poodle Bar in the Stratford Hotel. I'm pretty talky with a guy named Lou Davis.
Time, October 30th, 1944. The place, a battlefield near St. Jacques, France. 5th Infantry had lost 55 of its 88 men in an attack on a strongly entrenched company of crack mountain troops. Private Reuben Ross took action to protect the remainder of his unit. With his light machine gun, he moved to a forward position to absorb the first impact of a counterattack. As machine gun and small arms fire struck the ground around him, Ross fired with deadly accuracy and turned back the assaulting force. Six more times the elite mountain troops attacked Ross's position, and six times he repelled their assault. Now, most of the supporting American riflemen were out of ammunition. During an eighth assault, Ross carried on almost alone, turning back the enemy who had crawled to within 4 yards of his position. When his last rounds were gone, Ross and the eight surviving riflemen were advised to pull back to the company command post. But more ammunition was expected, so they held their positions. As the nine men stood with fixed bayonets against a final all-out attack, ammunition at last was brought to Private Ross. He opened fire at once, killing 40 of the attackers and wounding 10 more. The assault was broken. For his actions during the five-hour battle, Reuben Ross received the Medal of Honor. The citation called his deeds an inspiration to his comrades in the high tradition of military service. Reuben Ross, who asked not what his country could do for him, but what he could do for his country.
Never saw the other guy. And Jaffe said he was from out of town, young, sharp. Might be a college man.
Being a different type of wood these days. Davis calling for his check. We're taking both.
If they split, let Davis go. Ashley, pick him up outside and tell him.
You want this other lad without Davis knowing?
No, it might help.
Is Davis getting up?
Wait till he gets out. Okay. Just about finished with that drill?
Yeah, I guess so. Why?
We'd like to talk to you.
Who are you?
Police officers.
Oh, that's so?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk to me about, officer?
We'll tell you on the way downtown.
Why not here?
It's better downtown.
Okay, but let me buy a drink first.
No, thanks.
Well, how about buy myself one?
Some other time.
You got something on your mind that won't wait?
That's right.
Well, what is it?
We'll tell you on the way downtown.
Okay. My car's parked around the corner on Sedgwick Street.
I will take ours.
Be glad to run you down then.
We'll take ours.
Oh, I hate to leave my car there, officer. It's a 2-hour parking zone. I'm liable to get a ticket.
Let it bother you, huh?
Well, sure. I never got a ticket in my life. Maybe I did get one now.
Yeah. All right, come back.
You sure you wouldn't rather have me drive it down?
Ready.
Well, you say so.
You ever hear of Boots Krakow?
Krakow?
Krakow.
Didn't I read something in the paper about him? Heard it, gangster or something?
That all you know about him?
What else could I know?
They're asking you.
Is that what you wanted to talk to me about? The murder of some gangster?
That's right.
Well, I don't think gangsters are murder any more than you do, officer, but I'm sure I can help you out there.
You better change your mind before you get downtown.
Why's that?
Unless you can clean it up for us, we're booking you on suspicion of homicide.
Are you serious?
That's right.
Oh, come in, man.
Hi, Bill. How'd you do?
Well, there it is.
Let me see. Rudy Walchek, 32, male, Caucasian, unmarried. Lives at Belden Arms, 1611-2 Court. Past 3 weeks in the city, 3 weeks. Former from Detroit, occupation unemployed.
Hello?
That's it.
Don't talk, huh?
Oh, talk's plenty. Doesn't say anything.
Any guns on him?
Nope, nothing in his car either.
Well, you?
Had $830 on him in cash. Drives a 52 Caddy Coupe DeVille with a clear title, Michigan registration, carrying his Detroit address.
What does he live on?
Says he's a professional horse player. follows the races around the country. Had a couple of winning tickets in his pocket worth about $200 for the race yesterday.
What about a record?
Nothing here. We're wired, Detroit.
So all we've actually got is Hank Jaffe's tip and the fact Walshek was drinking with Lou Davis, huh?
That's it, though.
We're doing just great.
Yeah.
Well, work it out best you can, Ben.
Okay. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, Ben.
Let's try it again, Rudy. What's your tie-in with Lou Davis and Fred Chetty? Now, honest, son, it's just like I told you all along. I don't know either of those guys. You don't think I'd lie to you, do you?
Oh, heaven forbid. Okay, Rudy, you can go now.
Oh, that's real nice of you, Lieutenant. You want to frame an innocent man?
Yeah.
I told you once, I don't like gangsters or murder any more than you do. If I knew anything at all about this Boots Crackoff, believe me, I tell you.
That door's over there, Rudy.
You know, you've both been pretty decent about all this. If you're around the Stratford Hotel anytime, well, look me up. I'd like to buy a couple of drinks.
We'll keep it in mind.
Lousy two-bit gun. I'd like to
know. Cohen?
Yeah, Ben?
Any word from Michelson?
Attorney General's man at Hatford?
Yeah.
Nothing yet, Ben.
Rudy Walchek's just leaving. Have Bert and Marzani pick him up downstairs and tail him. I want to be notified the minute he starts heading toward Hanford.
Okay, Ben.
Pretty optimistic. He's too smart to tip his mitt like that.
Maybe.
Yeah?
Lieutenant Guthrie, Chappie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lieutenant. How'd you make out?
We'll do a lot better with a little more help from you.
I don't know about that, Lieutenant. I could already get the full treatment for what I done.
I just want you to spread a little word around town, Chappie.
Yeah? What's the rumble?
We picked up Rudy Walchek for the Krakow job, then let him go, because he's gonna copper on the guy who paid him for it.
Hey, that on the level?
How about it, Jeffy?
Yeah, sure. You got a deal, Lieutenant.
Thanks. Might work, then. We'll have to get a break somewhere down the line. Lieutenant Guthrie.
This is Michelson, Ben.
Oh, yes, Mike. Something doing?
It depends.
On what?
You send a man by the name of Asher out here to Hanford?
You might have turned up there. He was trailing Lou Davis, weren't
he? He's here, all right. In the hospital. Somebody gunned him down.
Good morning, Dan. Nice, man. How's that? Still unconscious.
It's tough. Sit down. I'll get some drink.
No, thanks, Mike. Any idea how it happened?
Well, the way I get it, Asher was walking down Main Street, probably still trailing Davis.
Car pulled up alongside and someone ran him. Must have had him spotted.
That's the only way to figure.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Franchetti's in business, all right. He's got two floors in the Hanford Hotel. Looks like he's holding an open house for a gunman, bookie, and numbers like a general state.
Mm-hmm. Got a tape recorder over there?
Yeah, I got a man in the hotel now trying to slip a couple of bugs in the Franchetti's rooms. I don't know what luck you'll have, huh?
Has to be good, Mike. You got something in the phone? Should be meeting up there in the next couple of days. Franchetti, Davis, and Woody Walshek.
You expecting fireworks?
Huh? Anything could happen. Up to and including murder.
We'll get those bugs in somewhere.
Okay, Mike.
You know, Ben, we could be going to a lot of trouble for nothing.
No way.
Federal Immigration Department's working in Franchetti, too. Deportation rap.
I'd have settled for that a couple of hours ago, but not now.
Charlie's still pretty good tonight, Ben.
So why aren't you eating? You're not hungry, I guess.
The readiness didn't get you down, Ben.
It's been 5 days since Jaffe spread the word. No action yet. Yeah, try something else. Any ideas?
No.
Franchetti's building his organization in Hanford. Crime incident already at 3.5%. And all we can do is sit here eating Charlie's beef stew.
Well, these things take time, Ben.
Asher was lucky. He's still alive. The next cop might not be.
They're looking for you, Ben.
Oh, what's up, Coyne?
Burton just called. It looks like Rudy Walchek's on his way to Hanford.
Come on. I'm going to make a call.
Yeah, sure.
Is Zombie still tailing Walchek?
Yeah. Burton's in the drugstore waiting for a call back.
Uh-huh.
You want Walchek picked up?
Not yet, no.
Operator.
Get me Hanford 6621, please.
Hanford 6621.
That's right.
What is your number, please?
3349.
National 3349. Thank you. One moment, please.
I don't want Walshak picked up until he gets back to his apartment in town. Then I want to be assigned to a permanent stakeout there. I'll set it up next night.
Deposit 15 cents for the first 3 minutes, please.
You got him a cup of him?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he, thanks.
Thank you.
Who do you think will show it, Walshak's been?
Probably Lou Davis.
Yes?
I've been guessing, Mike. Those bugs in working order?
They're working fine, Ben. Ball check on his way out.
Yeah, looks like it.
We'll get it down.
Now, look, the pan's out. We want the stuff down here fast.
You have it. Franchetti, too. Is that all?
That's it.
See you later, Ben.
Michaelson, that's it?
Yeah.
And things could break fast when you get back to the office.
No hurry. Haven't had my dessert yet.
I thought you'd get your appetite back.
Well, that does it, Ben. We're ready. Okay, Mike. Quinn.
Yes, what's up?
Send Conchetti in.
By the way.
You think it'll work?
I still.
What about Davis and Walshak?
Now, Pete Carr just ain't good, eh?
No, Ben. Things have moved pretty fast.
We waited long enough for him to get moving.
Yeah, that's true.
Right ahead, Franchetti. You're not going to get away with this, Lieutenant. You know that, don't you?
Sit down, Franchetti.
You got no authority to make arrests in Hanford.
We didn't pick you up there. Attorney General's office did.
I don't care who did. You can't knock me around like some ordinary bum.
Yeah, I know, Franchetti. You've got friends, influence.
You bet I have. By the time I get through, I'll turn this crummy police department of yours inside out.
Sit down, Franchetti.
I'm not going to sit down any place. I'm walking right out of here.
Sit down. Send Sergeant Cargo in with the prisoner. You should have stayed out of town, Franchetti. Would have been safer for you.
I mean, it's time to stay. Nobody like you is going to force me out.
Not anymore, no. You'll be a guest here for a long time.
All right, Rudy. Step right in.
How's Lou Davis getting along, Sergeant?
Lou, the doctors removed the slugs, Lieutenant. They think you'll live. What are you talking about? What's happened to Lou Davis?
He got in a jam.
What kind of a jam?
Attempted homicide on the person of Rudy Walshak here. You know our friend, Chetty.
You were talking about this man?
That's right.
I never saw him before, Lieutenant.
What's this about Lou Davis?
It's pretty simple. You sent him to kill Rudy Walshak. We stopped him.
You can't go around throwing charges like that at me.
Hey, start up that machine, Mike.
Sure thing, Ben.
What's that? Tape recorder, Franchetti.
What do you got on there?
Care for yourself.
Don't get out of town. What are you still doing? I like the town, Al. Got a nice racetrack, nice drinks, nice dames. I like it. Who cares what you like? I had you for a job, not to play around. I froze your job for you. Crack up, stay up. What more you want? I want you to get out of town. Sure, I'll get out. I am not in any hurry. It's nice town. Crack.
Okay, Mike.
All right, stick around, man.
What do you think of it, Franchetti?
You bug my room, Bob.
That's a shrewd guess.
You can't use that thing for evidence. They'll throw it out of court.
Only if there's no corroborating evidence.
So where are you going to get that?
Okay, Mike.
What's it, Bill? Right now? I don't know, Bill. We're not taking any chances. Over there, look there right away. You still got the gun to use them, Cracko?
I got it.
All right, plant it on after. That way we clean up the whole show.
I don't do it.
Sure. I'll just catch it.
Well, what do you think of that, Rudy?
Nice pals I got.
Yeah, and we got the gun when we got Davis. You feel like talking?
Might as well have company in the ride I'm going to take.
What about you, Franchetti?
I want to call my lawyer.
Accommodate him, Pete. Past the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. The lineup, starring Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie, with Jack Moyles as Sergeant Pete Carter,
was written by Sidney Marshall with music composed and conducted by Eddie Dunstetter. Featured in tonight's cast were Howard McNear, Clayton Post, Hi Everback, Bob Sweeney, John McIntyre, Jeanette Nolan, Bill Conrad, and James McCallion. The lineup was transcribed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle.
Private has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
American Forces Network, Europe. When smoking, be considerate. Don't pollute other people's air.
Welcome back. Now, some people have commented in the past about the mention of Ask Not What You Can Do for Your Country. While this program originally aired in the 1950s, this was taken from an Armed Forces Radio Services broadcast, and these were most likely done in the 1960s. They had the transcription disc around and played them, and I think we heard one of those that was definitely from the 60s or perhaps even later on Johnny Dollar, where the Armed Forces Radio Services would continue to replay these. Because they had the transcription disc, plus new radio dramas had pretty much stopped being made in the States. Nobody knows exactly where this episode goes, at least according to the Digital Deli log. There are some other logs that'll place it perhaps even towards the end of the series, but I'm going with what the Digital Deli has as the log information, and so I put this in here between a couple episodes. Just because it seemed to fit within that space, so we may find out someday what order exactly it goes in. But we'll be back next week with another episode of the lineup. I do want to encourage you become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives, and follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. I do want to also let you know that we will be back tomorrow with our second Play It Again Adam show. And it's an oldie but a goodie from very early in our show's existence. We'll be bringing back one of my personal favorites, and I hope you'll want to listen tomorrow because it's going to be a good one. And then join us back here, as I said, on Saturday for the lineup. Monday we continue with a new Johnny Dollar serial. In the meantime, Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net, Twitter at Radio Detectives, and be sure and fill out our listener survey, survey.GreatDetectives.net. And remember to support the listener support campaign, support.GreatDetectives.net. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.